It is Wednesday morning, which is the time we focus on the workplace. And today we look at older workers who worry that they will outlive their retirement savings, or what savings they have left. With home values falling and 401k plans shrinking, some employees are delaying retirement so they can keep earning money. Some workers are also finding a middle ground. They stay on the job, but phase themselves into retirement. Judy Martin has this story.
Gail Langan belts out the Beatles tune, When I'm 64, on her bugle. She's not there yet, but retirement is near. The 56-year-old IBM project manager wanted more personal time and to play in a drum and bugle corps, so she works from home 4 days a week. It's her version of phased retirement. She has a plan, but her husband died suddenly 6 years ago. She's contributing to her son's college education, and selling her house is part of that plan.
The housing market now impacts my plan to sell the house. The economy itself is, yes, it's concerning me because, you know, you have this nest egg that you're building and then all of a sudden things are starting to go down.
Langan is phasing into retirement. A 2007 report from the Employee Benefit Research Institute suggests there's an increasing number of older Americans working. In the 13 years prior, there was a 30% uptick in those 55 and older choosing to remain in the workforce. It's in the best interest of big business to adjust, says Ellen Galinsky, president of the Families at Work Institute.
Employers, given the talent shortages, given the war for talent, given particularly in some industries the lack of people with knowledge and experience that are critical to their business, are allowing people to ease into retirement.
But Galinsky says only about a quarter of companies allow all or most workers to phase into retirement. There are tax questions and challenges around retirement benefits. For example, if an employee is phasing out, how much do they need to work? When can they start drawing on their retirement benefits while still working? How much can they take out? And do they have to leave the company and then come back as a temporary employee?
I think the challenge is always on the immediate manager.
That's Karen Parrish. She's a vice president at IBM, which has been a leader in flexibility and phased retirement for years. Parrish says IBM treats employees like Gail Langan not as an expense, but rather as an investment.
We're investing year after year after year in their skills, in their competencies. Why would we want them to leave? That's what we give back to our clients.
Skilled workers are critical in competitive industries right now, according to Jerry Sedler. She's the author of Don't Retire, Rewire, and a senior advisor to the Conference Board. She says sectors like healthcare, education, and engineering are starting to offer phased retirement in the heat of a tightening job market. As for the others,
if they're not looking forward, if they haven't done an assessment, if they really are not open to creating some flexible solutions, they could lose some valuable talent to their competitor.
As for IBM, Gail Langan will keep working, albeit on a more flexible schedule.
It's not like I'm retired or I'm working a lot less, but I am starting to think about that. Where do I want to live? What do I want to do? At this point in my life, I'm not so sure it's the social contacts and the interests that I really want to be giving up.
Langan certainly won't be giving up the bugle. Having Fridays off helps. She can get errands done and get an early start on the road for those weekend music gigs. For NPR News, I'm Judy Martin in New York.